The documentary Two Towns of Jasper will be broadcast tonight on public television. It's about the 1998 murder of James Burr Jr. in Jasper, Texas, and it was made by two friends. Teresa Schiavone reports that the process of making it reflected the racial divide it portrays.
Filmmakers Whitney Dow and Marco Williams conceived Two Towns of Jasper as a way to reconcile their very different responses to the murder of James Byrd Jr. Marco Williams is black.
We inevitably found ourselves talking about race, racial issues, race relations in this country, and often we might have different experiences or viewpoints that were different because of our racial identity.
Whitney Dow is white.
We were both upset about it. I think the real sort of shift was that Marco's lack of surprise and my real surprise that a murder like this could take place at this point in time in our country.
On June 8, 1998, James Byrd Jr. was bound alive to a pickup truck and dragged to death by three white men.
The chain was there. The opportunity was there. They'd been drinking beer. They were all hyped up like a pack of dogs around the heels of a deer, and they just chained him up and started dragging him.
To get different perspectives on the Byrd killing, the two filmmakers went to Texas for the murder trials from their homes in New York City. Williams filmed in the black community, Dow recorded the white community.
We wrote a manifesto about how we would attack the project. We wrote a manifesto how we would shoot, types of questions we would ask, the numbers of characters we would look for, the types of characters we would look for, the amount of film we would shoot. So going into it, we would get back material that we could mesh together. So we shot from the beginning of the first trial in early 1999 through the end of the last trial in late 1999, just about a year.
The regular presence of the filmmakers in Jasper, even with cameras in tow, eventually helped them gain the confidence of the townspeople.
I would be willing to bet my job and all the money that I could possibly make next year, that I could go into that cemetery where this prayer vigil is going on, and I could look at these people, and I could identify them and know who they are, and I could meet them at a club, I could meet them at a cafe, and talk about black people, you know what I mean? And then I find out that they're raised exactly like me, that they don't really want to be around them, that they're afraid of them, they have a guilt thing about them, they feel like they may owe them something, they don't like that feeling. So they would rather be away from them. But when this thing kicks off, they run out there and they join this prayer vigil and they're holding hands and saying we're getting along, and it's really not true. It's all fake.
Marco Williams got the same candor on camera from a black businessman on a golf course who talked about a letter he received.
This guy starts off, "Dear Walter Diggles, the Negroes in the U.S. are 14 times more likely to commit murder than whites in the U.S. I mean, he starts his letter, you know, with something that automatically lets you know that he's probably a racist. Yeah, I can think about that old boy that wrote that letter, and you kind of think that maybe his head down there, and you say, let's see if you can hit it. Yeah, man, that's a good hit ball.
This kind of candor would not have been possible if a single filmmaker, black or white, had tackled the project, says the film's editor, Melissa Nydick, who is white.
Once we had the rough cut, we finally had to face the film to make it actually a film. So then the two directors had to start working together, really, and that was when the battles really took place. Then you'd come into questions of balance. The film is so complicated because not only do you have to balance the issues, but you have to make sure that there is counterpoint or there is a discussion between both Marco's footage and Whitney's footage.
And I think that the final film reflects the racial dynamic of the three of us making the film.
Filmmaker Marco Williams.
I believe that the film would be different if the editor had been black. I don't know if the editor would have been as good an editor as Melissa, but the film would have been different if the editor was black, because then I would not have been explaining myself to two people.
In particular, Williams says he had to explain how black people feel about this incident and how they discuss it. Whitney Dow says that discussion became part of the editing process, and the process helped the filmmakers get multiple viewpoints into their movie. To that end, filmmakers Marco Williams and Whitney Dow hold discussions after screenings of Two Towns of Jasper.
Just here in Boulder in July, a friend of mine, a 25-year-old black male, was shot on his front porch at 3 o'clock in the morning by a 25-year-old white male.
At the University of Colorado at Boulder, the filmmakers fielded questions from audience members who tried to relate the film to their own experience.
But I think all you can really do once something's happened is just kind of portray it out to the community and kind of expose it and talk about it and hope that people catch on.
The same things that play out in Jasper play out in cities all over the country, and it's a lot like Buffalo or Cleveland or Boulder. And I would say that, almost at the beginning of the film, to see if you see anything familiar, and I would challenge anybody in this room to say that they haven't been either a part of or a witness to discussions, even though they used to say, how could they say that about James Byrd? How could they say that about what happened? As white people, we've all been part of those conversations or witnessed those conversations.
At a workshop in Denver last spring, not even the last word was easy.
If I'm the last thing you hear, you will then be forced at the very least to hear it from the perspective of somebody black. And what I care about as a black man and what's important to me, if Whitney has the last word, that repeats itself, and therein is a problem. So Whitney, 1, 2, 3, we're going to speak at the same time, and it'll be an equality. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Thank you for coming.
There we go.
Filmmakers Marco Williams and Whitney Dow have screened Two Towns of Jasper in several U.S. cities and in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. The film will get its first national television broadcast tonight on PBS. Tomorrow night, Ted Koppel will host a town meeting in Jasper, Texas, in response to the telecast. For NPR News, I'm Teresa Schiavone in Denver.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.